Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 110. In this episode, we're going to be discussing the best newsletter plugins for your membership website if you're using WordPress in 2025. It should be a great show. We should have some great insights and go through some of the best solutions. Newsletters are a great way of building up your subscribers that you can turn into, hopefully, members of your membership website. So it's an important subject. I've got my great co-host, Nicole, with me. She's going to be asking. Oh, thank you, Nicole. So how's your week been, Nicole?
It's good. How have you been?
Yeah, not too bad, Nicole. It's just flown by. I can't believe it's Thursday. It's just kind of blink of eye, dealing with clients, dealing with hosting, dealing with technical issues. It's all good stuff. So aren't you excited to discuss newsletter plugins?
I am. And initially, those people who don't read our emails don't know that there was only supposed to be one episode, but there was kind of a clear line of demarcation that both Jonathan and I realized pretty much at the same moment and kind of emailed each other. So if you were going to summarize what's different about this episode from the last episode where we covered less WordPress specific email options, is there anything else that's you feel like is different with this group of websites that we're and software options we're going to discuss today?
Well, last week's episodes were SaaS, software as a service solutions, with even subcategories, because we discussed some new players. We've both been, what's a good sign now, beloved listeners and viewers, that me and Nicole seem to be very much on the same wavelength. And we've both been using or trying out Beehive, and we'll probably have a follow-up episode in the next few weeks about what our experiences have been. But Pardon?
I said buzz.
Yeah, oh God. And, Jesus. Oh dear. I really don't know what to say to that. Yes, we looked at the SaaS solutions, but there's some new players. So there's even subcategories. In this episode, we're going to be talking about native solutions and WordPress, because there's even a fair bit of overlap here, folks, because the reality is a lot of the SaaS solutions provide WordPress plugins. And depending, some have a high degree of integration with the WordPress platform, others don't. It really depends on the focus of the SaaS platform and how important WordPress is to them. That varies enormously. But the majority, there is a little bit of SaaS in this episode, and as we go through what you need to know, that will become more clearer. But the majority of the solutions we're going to be looking at are what I call native solutions. Basically, they integrate very tightly with the WordPress platform. So it should be an interesting show. But before we go into the meat and potatoes, I've got a message from one of our major sponsors. We will be back in a few moments.
Hi there, e-commerce store owner. At Omnisend, we help more than 100,000 e-commerce customers just like you sell their products. We're an all-in-one email and SMS marketing platform that helps you reach your customers, grow your audience, and increase sales. In fact, our customers have seen incredible results with Omnisend, averaging $72 in revenue for every single dollar spent. And if you ever have a question, our award-winning customer support team is available 24/7 every single day. That's one of the reasons we have more than 6,000 glowing reviews and ratings all across the web. So get started with Omnisend today and start growing your business with better email and SMS marketing.
Coming back. And by the way, we've got a great newsletter that we have just launched that will go through all the latest news, technologies, and marketing tips and insights that you are looking for if you're thinking of launching your membership website in 2025. To get this great newsletter, plus a curated list of plugins and other free goodies, all you have to do is go over to wp-tonic.com/newsletter. wp-tonic.com/newsletter. And it's totally free and you'll get a copy in your inbox. What more could you ask for, my beloved membership entrepreneurs? I don't actually know. So let's start off because, Nico, the way I see this, one of the reasons that people struggle with sending newsletters and marketing automation on WordPress, and for until about 3-4 years ago, it was something that wasn't really dealt with very well natively on WordPress. You really did have to use a SaaS solution and utilize the plugin or Zapier to get your WordPress website to work with this SaaS solution. There weren't many native good solutions. Over the last 4 to 3 years, that has dramatically changed. And now, in my opinion, there's some WordPress native solutions that are the equal or, in my opinion, better than a lot of the native SaaS solutions out there. But one of the problems, Nicole, is it's unlike just signing up for a SaaS solution. And like I say, recently I signed up with Beehive, and yes, it's got a nice interface, but if you want a custom domain and some other features, you do have to jump through some loops. It's not, and they have, it's a nice simplistic interface, but there are loops that you have to read the technical notes, watch some videos to get that set up. So there's a little bit more work to get your newsletter sent out natively on WordPress, but it's only a little bit more work in my opinion, and it's kind of 3 stages. First of all, you obviously need a hosting provider. Now, most hosting providers, you cannot utilize their email functionality to send out a newsletter. Why? Well, they put restrictions. They put a quota of how many email that you can send out per day. Most of them is between 100 to 300 email per day that you can physically send out. They do not want you to utilize the email functionality that's inbuilt with most WordPress hosting providers to send out newsletters. Why? Because they have a load of spammers that, if they did offer that, and they used to be less restrictive on this, but they found that they were being utilized as a spam gateway. And that got them blacklisted, got their IPs blocked by companies that handle email, like Microsoft, like Google, like Yahoo. They got on blacklists, and the normal email that they want to send out or their customers want to send out were getting blocked. So they don't want you sending out 1,000 email, 2,000 email, 5,000 email plus per day from their servers. So they restrict it tightly. So you need a third-party engine to send out these emails. But for your hosting provider, where you got your WordPress website hosted, there is a, I've just forgotten the word, a mechanism that communicates with the WordPress website to the people, to the service that's the email sending engine. There's a protocol, that's the word I was looking for, a protocol that communicates your WordPress website with these services. And that protocol is called SMTP. And every WordPress website, if you're going to utilize a third-party email sending service, you're going to have to get an SMTP plugin that will communicate your WordPress website with this service. Is that making sense, Nicole?
Yeah, well, and the thing is, I've also used SMTP plugins to, like, when someone has like a contact form or something like that and something's not delivering, it seems to also help like, if you, because basically when you think about someone submitting a form, that has to get emailed to you so that you know that someone submitted it. So it seems to kind of, I didn't realize that SMTP, I guess, worked in both directions like that. That's cool. Makes sense.
Yes, because it does help with delivery, because there's various, email is an enormous protocol. A protocol has a kind of communication back and forth between the receiver and the sender, and it's a complicated protocol. Email is old technology. It's got a little bit more complicated because of the attempts to stop spamming. There's more security elements of this large protocol that are around identifying digitally who is sending out the email, and does their domain match up to the business details that should be linked to their domain registration. This is all about stopping spamming, mass spamming, basically, which is the bugbearer of all email providers. So you do need a, like I say, you do need a SMTP plugin, and you've got to install it for your forms and for connecting to the newsletter or the marketing automation that you plan to do. And the good news is there are some paid ones, but the main one I recommend, which is fluentsmtp.com, they do, I think, a paid version, but the free version is all that you need. I actually do think that is one of the best ones on the market, and it really works with some of the other products that the parent company produces that we're going to be talking about in this podcast, and it's free. There are some others that are around $50. One is called EasyWP. Another really popular one is WP Mail SMTP. That's just slightly under $50. But really, like I say, the free version of Fluent SMTP is the one that I recommend. But hopefully, so that's stage one. You need to install one of these plugins. And if you don't do it, you're going to be scratching your head. So do you think I've done a reasonable job?
I think that that's great. You'll probably notice too, even if you're listening to this and you're like, well, you know, I've noticed that my particular, you know, email sender, even if it's a SaaS one, has started requiring that I use a domain email to send my marketing emails now. That's something that's kind of appeared in the last year, because I have clients who were using like a random Gmail address or something like that. And now it's like, nope, for your marketing emails, you have to have one that matches your domain now. And that makes sense to me why you would have to take this step on your WordPress website too.
Yeah, that's a great point. They're tightening up on the SaaS side as well, because they were, there's whole communities, there's whole YouTube channels, there's a whole subculture about sending out mass spam email. And they move from one provider to the other. The road is ending for them, because almost like they move to Zoho Mail, which is a sub provider, then they move to Microsoft 365. They're totally booted out from Google's products, and they move from one provider to the other. If you're in the big, sending out a lot of email, some people look at Amazon. Amazon, if you're a new account, you will be put into a sandbox probably for 3 months, and they are unremorselessly aggressive in finding and booting out spammers, and you get barred from Amazon and you'll never be allowed back. They don't mess around.
That's good. I'm glad. That sounds like we're all going to get less spam now. That's great.
Probably not, because they're a lot, because they move offshore. And yes, there's about 3 to 4 gateways into the US, and they are constantly watching these external, not native US providers. But it's a consistent ongoing war. I think it will have some effect, hopefully.
Yeah.
On to the next. So you've installed this plugin. Like I say, because of the restrictions that hosting providers put on, that between 50 to 300, it might be, you might find some hosting providers have a higher limit, but generally this is the kind of limit of, I could say, 50 to 300 emails per day. You're going to need somebody to send out the email, the engine, as I put it. And there's about 3 that I would recommend. A lot of them, one of them, like SendGrid, we utilize SendGrid because we actually, as part of our hosting package at WP Tonic, because we specialize in membership and Buddy Boss and Fluent community focused websites, and because these websites are like e-commerce, they're going to send out a fair number of transactional and marketing email. We actually, part of our hosting package, we provide email functionality as part of our package because of what we're specializing in. And our partner, our engine partner, is SendGrid. We have a partnership level set up with them. But there's 3 here that I would recommend. There's one called Postmark, there's SendGrid, and there's Mailgun. SendGrid and Mailgun both have free accounts, but they only allow you to send out about 100 email per day. So really, they're only worth to actually test the platform, test the service with. Almost all of them have a starter plan, and most of them, it's between $15 to $20 for the starter plan. And that normally gives you between 50,000 to 100,000 email per month. And I would say for 90% of user bases, that well covers them. So we're looking between $15 to $20. And normally from these 3 providers, you will have a limit of 50 to 100,000 emails. I don't think they have limits on the subscribers. Some of the SaaS platforms, they are very confusing pricing models, because some of them based on how many email you're sending out per month, others how many subscribers you got, and some have a combination of how many subscribers and emails you're sending out. So a lot of these SaaS providers that we discussed last week, their pricing structure is truly confusing. So that's how that works. And these three, you're probably going to ask me which one to recommend. Well, like I say, we use SendGrid. Also, there's a bit of overlap from the next range of products we're going to be talking about, because a lot of these three providers, I don't think Postmark do. I think they're a pure sending out engine and management. I think with SendGrid and Mailgun, they do provide an editor. You can actually edit and send it out.
I use SendGrid for my co-working spaces, and it's a drag and drop editor. I'm not saying sometimes it's the most intuitive thing in the world, but it definitely works. Like, I mean, it definitely allows you to like design, upload your logo, lay out columns and all the stuff that you're used to do in whatever email design software you've ever used.
Yeah. The native newsletter, there's going to be two, which we're going to discuss in probably in the second half of the show. But if you're utilizing especially Gutenberg, which is the new native technology that WordPress is based on, when it comes to the front end editor, the editor for your web pages, your posts, a lot of the native newsletter marketing automation solutions, they use Gutenberg blocks. So if you're using block technology to outline your posts and your pages, it's helpful for you to utilize the same technology to make your newsletters and that, which probably, like you said, SendGrid is providing a basic editor. It's not something that they really, in my opinion, really concentrate on. They just have that service as a tick box on the list of functionality, the features they provide. You got any questions about what I've said so far?
No, it's super clear. Like
I'm worried I've lost our audience already.
No, so here's what I think might be an advantage, and tell me if I'm wrong, to like laying out, you know, using Gutenberg, which is the drag and drop editor within WordPress, to like lay out your email and then using one of these sending engines to send it, is one of the benefits that you could, you know, if you wanted to have a newsletter archive that sat on your website, obviously it could be like a page on your website, you know, would another benefit also be that because you're managing your membership, you know, people who are at different membership levels and things like that on your website, that you could customize their experience of the content because it's tied in? Are those kind of the two benefits of laying it out on the site?
Yeah, there are clear benefits doing it natively rather than you're going to have more tight, because a lot of the products we're going to be talking about in the second half have a lot of integration with the leading learning management systems that I recommend that if you're building a membership that you should use instead of a membership plugin. There's a lot of overlap between the leading membership plugins and learning management system plugins. But with learning management, they have more focus about providing a learning experience to the student. They provide quiz, assessments, all the functionality that you would probably want as part of your membership course. And they cost no more than the membership plugins. So I really don't see the point. You might as well utilize a learning management system plugin. And there's about three main ones. There's Lifter LMS, there's Learn Dash, and there's Tutor LMS. And they all really work tightly, or they make sure they do, with the leading editors and marketing automation solutions that we're going to talk about in the second half of the show. So there definitely is benefits of being, as I call it, native, being with solutions that really utilize Gutenberg with tight integration. Does that make sense, Nicole?
It does. Yeah. And I see that David left a comment about a new SMTP plugin that just came out called SureMail that works with WordPress.
Yeah, you probably will.
You know what, David? You plug your plugin, David.
That's no problem. There's an influencer called Adam Presler of WP Crafter, and he's got one of the biggest YouTube channels that. Adam's a friend of mine. I think I'm still a friend of his. And that's, he's got a great YouTube channel. He doesn't make as many videos as he used to, because he's a very busy guy, and because he runs one of the biggest plugin, companies in the WordPress space. He's a co-director, but he's still got one of the biggest YouTube channels. And they seem to love Adam, not as much as me, but there we go. You just got to accept your place in life, haven't you, Nicole?
You know, that some of us are Adams, and some of us are Adam's friends, you know, and that's okay. For all of us here.
I try to be friendly to most people in the WordPress community. There's a few people that don't particularly like my English humor. They think I'm an actual total dickhead, but, you know, you can't please everybody, can you, Nicole?
You really can't. I'm a woman on the internet. I understand you cannot please everybody. Trust me.
At least I'm not selling Bitcoin on to the president of Argentina, am I? This is it. So there we go. That's less of my English sarcasm. I think this is a good spot for us to have our break. When we come back, we're going to be looking at some of the front-end newsletter editors and also some of the leading marketing automation plugins on the market at the present moment. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Tired of hosting providers that can't handle high traffic loads? Conversio is here to help. Our platform can handle any amount of traffic, all without slowdown or crashing. With immediate Slack support, performance optimization, and a team that thrives on resolving technical challenges, your e-commerce business is in safe hands. Learn more about Conversio at conversio.com.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back. We've had a feast of WordPress and newsletter googly-goots. Hopefully I made some sense. But before we go into the second half, I want to throw it over to Nicole to explain her fab social media SaaS solution that will save you a load of time. Over to you, Nicole.
Absolutely. Are you tired of the dumpster fire that is now social media? Do you understand that you have to make videos for your content to be seen? And the idea of making even one more video makes you want to gouge your own eyes out? Don't worry. I have a solution. TrendDescend.com. I have a spreadsheet that is hundreds of lines. When I show it to people, they're like, wow, that is an intense spreadsheet. And I'm like, I'm an intense person. So what I do is I have a spreadsheet and I am tracking trends across TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. I find two a week. So on Mondays and on Wednesdays, I send out a text message. I'm like, here's the trend. I show an example and then I link to the trend on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok so people can add the audio, attach the audio so that it is more visible on that platform. and also a fun video idea. And yeah, so if you want to do more video marketing but don't want to spend a ton of time on it, check out trendascend.com. And it starts at $49 a month. And you get me twice a week in your text messages. So what more could you want?
What more could you ask for? It's a fab service. And you could be a little bit intense, but you're pretty easygoing as well.
I'm not apologizing for the intensity. I'm just acknowledging it. Because when I show people this spreadsheet, they're like, whoa.
You're efficient.
I am.
You're very efficient.
I love it. I love a spreadsheet. What can I say? So tell me about this next category of stuff that we're learning.
It's the front. It's the kind of front-end editor, if you want to make a newsletter, a visually nice-looking newsletter, rather than, you know, there's two ways to go here, folks. There's a more plain-looking text with the odd picture orientated that has dominated the scene for a few years. Mostly due that if you had a lot of images and a lot of text, it was supposed to trigger off Google's spam engine, so your email didn't get into the inbox. Now they've got the dreaded marketing folder where all email. I do use Google. Their domain, and I do have a Gmail account, but I always link it to a operating system, a mail app. I'm a Mac person, so I'm using Mac Mail. So I don't use a web-based inbox agent. So there we go. That was a bit of news that you probably didn't want to know, but there we are. And so on we go. So the two are front-end editors, and one of the biggest, and we do offer this, as part of our hosting package, is MailPoet. Now, MailPoet was bought, it's a French company. I won't hold that against them. I got a kind of duality for the French. I love them, but I also hate them. Because I'm English.
You know I'm French Canadian, right?
Yeah. Well, I do. I love the French language, but, you know. So a MailPoet, it's owned by Automattic now, and they have a hybrid because they can also be the engine. They can actually send out. But you can also just use it as the editor and link it with the free engine sending services that we mentioned in the first part of the show.
Yep.
We are using SendGrid at WP Tonic. So we offer MailPoet if you want to build a nice visual newsletter with loads of branding, but it's sent out by SendGrid, our partner.
Nice.
But MailPoet does have their own ability to send it out. Now, the price I've given is just for the editor. It gets more, especially if you get over more than a couple thousand emails per month and you're using MailPoet's sending engine, it can get pricey. But if you're just using the editor, it's $96 a year. But if you host with WP Tonic, you get it for free, as long as you keep hosting with WP Tonic, right? Okay. And it works. I'm going to be using Beehive for some of mine, but I've got an old list and I've got my newsletter all set up, and it's drag and drop, and it's a really nice editor, and it's really easy to use. And you can really produce some really nice looking, in design terms, newsletter templates. And it gives you some good analytics as well. And it's a good solution, Nicole.
Nice. How do these solutions, so obviously like WordPress has the Gutenberg editor that you can drag and drop things into. There's a certain amount of sort of branding and stuff that you can do. But these solutions that we're going to be talking about, including MailPoet that you were just mentioning, how does it work within like WordPress in terms of like, what is the WordPress tie-in? Am I logging into MailPoet to design my newsletter, or is it integrated into my site?
Well, that's another great question, because you have a native solution, but some of these plugins take over the whole screen. Others kind of integrate with the normal interface of WordPress. I think MailPoet does a good job, where it takes a bit, it gives you an editor. It, funny enough, it doesn't, it is drag and drop, and it's an easy to use editor, and they give you, but it's not utilizing pure Gutenberg blocks. It's using, even though it's owned by Automattic, they haven't really done anything about the editor. And I don't hold that against them, but because the editor really works well and it has these drag and drop sections, and you can build something really very attractive, and it actually, the interface works. It's not lacking in power, but it's not overwhelming to use. So they found a good balance. So that's probably why they've kept it. So it's a nice system. The next one, which is the newsletter plugin, that uses Gutenberg blocks. So you're going to get the normal Gutenberg editor that you're utilizing if you're using Gutenberg, or a third party platform that's based on Gutenberg technology. You're going to get the block screen that you are used to when you're making your blog posts or your pages. You're going to get a very similar editor, which you don't get with MailPoet, but you get a very similar interface, and they add newsletter blocks to this normal Gutenberg environment, which you can drag and build your newsletter. And it also works really well. And once again, they don't provide a third-party email sending engine. You've got to set up it with something like Mailgun, SendGrid, or Postmark. But once again, it's $69 a year, so it won't bankrupt your kitty, will it, Nicole?
Yeah. So how does the, because I know when you send a marketing email, it has to be CAN-SPAM compliant. So there has to be like a way to unsubscribe, and there has to like typically be like an address for the company in the mail. Does that compliance come in with these sort of design solutions, or does that come in at the sending level? Like does it sort of like slap that on the bottom with the sending engine?
Yeah. It's not. It's on both sides. See, with MailPoet, with MailPoet, because it's hybrid and it can also be the engine and also the editor, they provide a lot more functionality to set all that up. If you're going to use their engine, or you can, it will coexist with SendGrid onto the other engines I mentioned. And then you put some of the detail. It senses that you're using a third party, has a list of third party email sending services that it will work with, all three. I don't know for sure, but I'd be amazed if they're not on the list that work with MailPoet. And it has a drop down, and you select, you're not utilizing their native sending engine. You're going to use one of these, and then it provides the fields that you've mentioned. And I can't say for sure, but I'm pretty confident that the newsletter plugin would be the same, Nicole.
Nice. Yeah. It seems like it would be in this, like in the design editor, but I wasn't kind of sure.
It's in the
the sending engine, and then the designer, that's the design program.
That's the pre-stage.
Thinking it as the three stages. I was just curious with them at what point that got inserted in, because I'm obviously more familiar with the sort of SaaS options that, that have existed for the year.
But look, you know, when you set, if you're not using something like WP Tonic, you know, if you're using something like Kint, a more reputable email web hosting like Kint's, the WP Engine, Rocket.net, they're the free hosting providers I would recommend, especially if you've got a membership or community focus, because you're going to need decent hosting. And they all provide starter plans around $30 to $40 a month. At WP Tonic, we provide all the email and all these plugins and everything for $35. If you go annual, if you go month to month, we are a little bit more expensive. We're $55, but we provide a lot more value in our opinion. So, but it's not that difficult. You just need the SMTP plugin. You choose one of these sending services, you set up your account, and then you install one of these editors, and it will ask you, it will ask you for your username and password, or it will just use a modern API key to link. So you get the API key from Mailgun or SendGrid, and you just put the API key in MailPoet or newsletter, and then they communicate together. It's not that hard, actually, Nicole.
Well, it's not that hard for you, but if somebody's ever done it before, right? But you do have services where you help people set it up, right? Like that's part of your value.
Yeah, well, we provide it, but you know, so on to the next thing. So MailPoet, and there's a number of others out there. For the price, these two solutions are outlined at rock solid, in my opinion, and I have experience with them. Now, there's a whole different level here. There's the whole level of marketing automation. What do I mean by that? Well, that's sending, you know, that's when you've got a landing page and you've got a lead magnet and you're asking somebody to sign up to get the lead magnet. Because you want their name and email, and then you're going to send out a series of email to that person, right? Offering more, hopefully more value that induces them maybe to buy a course or a digital product that you're selling. Very legitimate, as long as you're offering value and you're totally clear about what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
Now, this was an area, like I said, in the first half where WordPress was really lacking. You really had to use a SaaS service. This has completely changed now over the last few years. There are now, and I'm only pointing out two. There's about another three services out there, but they're all owned by one company. And that company, I'm not going to mention them by name, but they offer good solutions, but the actual company's business practices, I'm not very eager on. And what I mean by this is they offer a very deep discount for the first year, and then it doubles when the following year.
Yep, I hate that.
But unfortunately, because of this company's success, a lot of other plugin providers in the WordPress platform have adopted this form of marketing and price structure. I'm totally against it. My understanding that there's about half a dozen to eight states in America where it's actually illegal to do this. But unfortunately, they don't, because this company is not doing business in these states, that they get away with it. That's my understanding.
Interesting.
But the two that I'm going to talk about don't engage in this practice to the extent. Another element is the leading membership plugin, which I don't recommend that you use a membership plugin, this company owns. And they did something that was really outrageous. If your subscription runs out on this plugin, you choose not to renew, you can't log in the membership plugin, so you can't have access to your students, to your subscribers. You can only get access to it if you resubscribe. I've never known that. Normally, if you don't renew a plugin, it will keep on working until there's some update, some security update or something, and then it might stop working because that's what you're really paying for, support and updates. Well, they went, if you stop paying, you can't even log in to your own data.
It's so gross.
So I'm not very eager on this company.
Yeah, I'm not eager on them. I know what company you're talking about, and I'm not eager on them either.
No, but these two are fine. So, and I think both that I've chosen here, they provide a level of marketing interface and automation that's the equivalent or better than ActiveCampaign. And I think you would agree that ActiveCampaign is still seen as one of the leaders in the SaaS marketing automation area. Yeah. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, for sure.
There's some others. There's Keep. I would not recommend Keep as a SaaS. Yeah. It's based on the same company as Infusionsoft, as I call them. Infusionsoft. A diabolical company, in my opinion. And there's companies like Drip and some others that really are more focused on e-commerce market. Mm-hmm. You know, they work with Shopify or WooCommerce. But these two they're going to talk about, I think there's a lot more competition for ActiveCampaign, but I think ActiveCampaign has a dominance in the SaaS marketing automation. It's a great company. They have put their prices up considerably over the last 18 months, considerably. I've known a few people that were using ActiveCampaign and have moved to these two that we're going to be talking about because of the price savings people are making. Let's start off with the first one that we highly recommend, and that's Fluent CRM. And it's from the same company that does the Fluent SMTP free plugin. And they do have a dominance. And it comes with a very similar interface in building your marketing automations that what ActiveCampaign use. They also got a newsletter section where you can build a newsletter. And it does work. I don't think it's not as intuitive as MailPoet or newsletter plugin. And I think they added it because people said, well, we don't want to jump out where we got used to this. Can't you provide it? And it works fine. And you can build a nice, but it's not as polished. But the same thing could be said about ActiveCampaign. ActiveCampaign in building your marketing automation works well. They also added a newsletter and it's not the greatest. You know, if you can
I feel like when I get an email from ActiveCampaign, I can tell just by looking at it that it's from ActiveCampaign. I feel like they have a certain look to them. That feels a little, I don't know, like those, you know, those long sales pages or something. It has a similar vibe to me, but
yeah, I think with ActiveCampaign, and it's really meant for people that are the text-based newsletter with some images. They're not built. They're not. Oh, I think we've had a furry friend join us.
Oh yeah,
we've had one of Nicole's. I saw a tell. You must watch the video, folks. Go over to the WP Tonic YouTube.
Oh yeah, no, the tail's going by.
And watch the furry friends join us. It's very entertaining. You see the odd tell appearing from nowhere. It's a very strong product from a really good team. And it's not a ridiculous price. You do need to set it up with one of these engines that was talking about, SendGrid, Mailgun, Mailgun, SendGrid, or Postmark. They don't provide a sending service, right? you got to link it. They provide the front end. They provide the building editor to build the automations. And it's a really good visual engine that they're providing, a visual platform. And a one-site license is $103. I'm going to repeat myself again. We provide this as part of WP Tonics hosting. You get this as part of our hosting package. So you don't have to cough up $103 per year. But it's a great product. Any questions, Nicole?
No. Makes sense to me.
On to the next one. And this is another. Actually, when it comes to actual interface UX design, I actually think it's actually a little bit better than Fluent CRM. But where Fluent is, that Fluent is really rock solid, and it has a lot of the other plugins in the WordPress platform. They have made sure that they work with Fluent CRM, and it's got about 7 to 8 years, no, 6 years, and it's really rock solid. But this one, other one, WP Funnels, the actual UX interface, I actually think is more polished than Fluent. It's got a really, it's actually better when it comes to UX design than ActiveCampaign. I think Fluent CRM is the equivalent when it comes to interface design to ActiveCampaign, but I actually think WP Funnels has a better interface to actually build your marketing automation. What they didn't provide, they chose, and I understood why they did it. And the reason why they did it, Nicole, first of all, what did they do? They added a newsletter builder, but they added it as a different product. So when you go to the WP Funnel, you have one price for WP Funnel, and then you have a price for another product called MailMint. And you can buy both singly, or you can buy both the two together. That's a bit confusing, isn't it, Nicole?
Well, is MailMint, is it serving as the engine versus...
No, it isn't. It's just the visual newsletter builder, and they provide a very large library, really nice-looking templates. Why did they do this? Well, when they were launching it and trying to get traction, they did a massive marketing deal with AppSumo.
Oh, yeah.
And a load of people bought, but it was only for WP Funnel. And they have on it, it was a lifetime deal. And they've honored it. There's no, they haven't welched on, they got a load of WordPress developers to buy in. And I think they chose to do, I'm only surmising this, it's only my opinion. They added the newsletter, and they didn't want to provide it as part of the lifetime deal that they had provided through AppSumo. So they decided to do it as a separate product. At WP Tonic, you get both. We provide both. I did a special deal with them, and they gave me a lifetime license for both products. And if you want to choose that, and if you got both, a single site would cost you almost $200, and you get that totally free if you host with WP Tonic. And like I say, the marketing automation interface and the newsletter builder are both very polished, Nicole. They've done nice. A really excellent job. So either of these would do a great job. Any questions, Nicole?
Well, okay, so I understand marketing, the two marketing automations you mentioned, which I think are sort of universal for any business listening to this, which is like when someone signs up for a free thing, for it to automatically email them the link to the free thing, and then an onboarding series of emails. Do you feel like there is a certain like automation or email sequence that membership companies or sites should be taking advantage of that they're not, like that?
Well,
might
you
be
both integrate, both have tight integrations with the free learning management systems that I mentioned, Lifter LMS, Learn Dash, and Tutor LMS. Both these have pre-built, or you can use an add-on, which they freely give you access to, that will communicate with these free leading learning management plugins. So when somebody finishes a course, they're sent a graduate certificate, and they can also be sent other things. A lot of these learning management systems, they have certain triggers that send out transactional email inbuilt into them, but you can switch those off and then it will work with one of these two tools that I've outlined, and you can do a lot more sophisticated sub lists. And you can also, you can do when a student's only finished a certain and seems not to be finishing the course, you can send them a series. You can do a lot more sophisticated email marketing by switching off the inbuilt optimizations that most of these learning management plugins provide, and utilize one of the two of these two specific tools that I've mentioned. But yes, they are tightly integrated with these leading learning management system plugins, Nicole.
Well, yeah, and I guess what I was wondering, and I didn't ask it well, is like, so for example, like maybe there's an automation where if somebody hasn't logged into the course in a week, you can send a check-in email or something. Yeah. Is there membership automations, I can say it, that you feel,
and you
like,
haven't been drinking either, have you?
No, just coffee. But are there these automations that you feel like an example one that you feel like a membership, you know, a membership website?
Actually, I can't actually, because you've got me on the spot there. One doesn't come to mind. But
okay, problem.
But I tell you that if you're using Fluent CRM and also WP Funnels, I felt both. What the great thing is that the founders, the actual owners of both these, are their Facebook groups. And you have a problem. I don't know how they find the time, especially the owner, Jules, is his first name. Both these companies are based in India or Pakistan or Bangladesh. But they are all very friendly in it, and they all have Facebook groups that are totally free. And you can put in a ticket, not a ticket, but a suggestion or a general problem. And a lot of the times you get the founder of the company, and Fluent,
that's cool,
as the company is a very large. He has over, I think he's almost got from 300 to 500 employees. And yeah, he's the nicest guy possible. And the people at WP Funnels I've found very responsive. And I've suggested a marketing optimization. We got a request from a client and they've actually done it for us, and they've been built it into the system. You would never, never get that with ActiveCampaign.
Sure.
Never.
Wouldn't.
Never. So that's one of the attractive things of utilizing a native solution. I didn't add it to the list, but the final product, which is a bit of a hybrid, is a solution called WP Fusion. It's quite an expensive plugin. For a single site, I think it starts at around 300 plus. You get that also as part of your hosting package at WP Tonic. The developer, the founder of WP Fusion, is a fantastic developer, Jack. And he's a friend of mine, and he's just a fantastic developer, and he's built a very strong business. And what does WP Fusion does? It does work with the two native solutions I've outlined, and it adds even more power. But where it really works is it communicates with WordPress with SaaS-based marketing automation solutions like ActiveCampaign, like Keep, like Drip, and some of the more higher, like Salesforce, HubSpot. So if you've got a WordPress website for your association, non-profit, or medium to semi-large company, and you've got a WordPress website, and you want, when people do certain actions on the WordPress website, but you're invested in something like ActiveCampaign, HubSpot, or Salesforce, and you want your forms or your on your website to really work with these external SaaS marketing optimization platforms, and you need a rock-solid communication solution, that's what WP Fusion provides, and it's rock-solid. And so it means that you don't have to, because what the problem is, a lot HubSpot, actually HubSpot provides one of the better WordPress plugins, but I found even with HubSpot, and especially with Salesforce or a number of these other SaaS-based marketing automation platforms, their WordPress plugins aren't updated very regularly, and they're very low down on the priority scale of most of these SaaS companies. So you're better off using WP Fusion if making sure that optimizations that start on your WordPress website and you're committed to a SaaS solution. And let's face it, HubSpot and Salesforce are very popular. You have a rock solid solution. Have I explained? Do you think I've explained?
Yeah, no, I think it's great. I'm like looking at their site now, and it's like, you know, there's trigger points of like registration, and then you can tag them as a member, and you know, like lesson completed, and you can tag them as an active learner. That's a cool, it makes sense.
Yeah. Well, that's cool, the other, that just to finish off, that's the other thing. With Fluent, CRM and WP Funnels, they give you the option to be list based or tag based. And the tagging solution, it's best to go tag solution rather than list based. What I mean is to have sublists, it can get very limiting on the kind of marketing optimization you can do. If you're list-based, it's best to be tag-based. So you give a person a specific tag, and that individual in your database could have a number of tags, and depending on which tag or mixture of tags they've got, could trigger off a marketing optimization sequence. So it's best. With WP Fusion, the tagging system that comes native with both these solutions is pretty good. But if you add, even if you're using these native solutions, if you add WP Fusion to the mixer, it puts the tagging power on steroids. It actually triples the amount of possible tags and the functionality you have available. So, but it's only worthwhile if you've got a sizable list and you're doing very sophisticated marketing optimizations that really do show that they have a return on the investment of time and energy. A lot of people get sucked into this whole world too soon, and they spend too much time on it, and the return on the investment really isn't there, but it's interesting, and they're into WordPress, and they love all this technology, and they really get sucked into it. But it's when you're building your membership website, it's great that you've got all this, but you really want to do it gradually and not get sucked in too early. But the amount of power by utilizing these solutions on WordPress now, in my opinion, outmatches even the most sophisticated SaaS solutions out there.
Absolutely. Well, and if you think about it, like, think about tagging a subscriber, right? Either the subscriber has to tag themselves, like they fill out a form and they check some boxes, which tags them a certain way. You have to go in and tag them, or some audit, you know, something has to trigger a tag being created. And I think asking the user to do it is asking them to make form longer. Asking you to do it, I mean, at first, I think it's good for you to do it because before you automate it, it's really important that you understand kind of how you want to organize people. And you might change that as you're building your list. But ultimately, as your list, you know, as you, like you said, as you get bigger and start thinking about automation, something like this is yeah, great.
Fluent's pretty flexible. You can start with a list and then move to tag. But I just think to get your head, you know, from the start, it's best just to use tags. I've got a very simple system and it's list-based. But if I really got into marketing automation, I'm doing reasonably well with WP Tonic, but I'm not getting thousands of inquiries every week. Sure, yeah, I get a dozen every week and half of them turn into hosting clients. But we are a boutique hosting provider, right? I'm not mm-hmm. trying to become GoDaddy or I'm just trying to build but on the other hand, people that sign up with us normally stay with us. So we don't have a lot of people. We're not a leaky bucket.
No, I just think it's nice to know that there's a solution that'll grow with you. You know, if your needs change, so like you can start with something like this and just know, even if you're not ready for a WP Fusion crazy tagging system, that it exists when you are ready for it. So
they also provide by utilizing the tagging system, using WP Fusion with Lifter or LearnDash, mm-hmm. you get micro accessibility control. Both all these learning management systems have access control rules. But if you combine it with WP Fusion, you get what I call micro control, micro accessibility. So you can have one bit of your course accessible at a certain level. This comes into play when you've got sub trainers. You're selling packages to third party companies and you're selling so many seats and you're giving them so much access to certain parts of mm-hmm. pre-established call structures and they have increased access. But this is more business to business, more corporate training, and you need micro accessibility control. But you can get that by combining the free learning management systems with WP Fusion.
That's cool.
Right. Blimey, I'm burnt out. I've been talking too much, Nicole.
No.
It's been relaxing. It's new, isn't it, Nicole?
I've learned things and I've had fun. So that's all we can ask.
Hopefully I haven't lost too many of the people. I've tried to keep it understandable. I think I've been reasonably successful. So, Nicole, what's the best way for people to find out more about you and what you're up to, Nicole?
Yeah, you can visit my website, technicalsupport.com, and technical support, Nicole, NICOLE, across my various social media channels.
Yeah, and think about signing up for the newsletter, folks. It's a great resource. And also join the Facebook membership. Facebook group, the Membership Machine Show, but definitely sign up for the newsletter, which you can get at wp-tonic.com/newsletter. And we'll be back next week with more knowledge, more marketing or WordPress or SaaS, anything we think that will help you build a successful membership community-focused website in 2025. We'll be back next week. See you soon, folks. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.